Blog Talk Radio.
The platform of our show is to simply promote marriage and demote divorce. John and I are not licensed counselors or experts, but we feel that we are led by God to help individuals understand the principles of marriage and to help restore marriages as a whole. So we want to encourage you to continue to call in and tell your friends about us and help us as we help others. We are under the umbrella of Granny's Place Ministry, and where the lovely Beverly Beasley is our founder. And we'll talk about that a little bit more On the Mojo Blog Talk Radio, we discussed a lot of topics. We talked about letting go of the past, the benefits of marriage, baby mama drama, blended family, loving when it hurts, sex saved and sanctified. And we want to thank the wonderful Pastor Keith again for his expertise in the subject matter on sex saved and sanctified. And we want to encourage you to go out on this pull up our shows that we've already had. They're out there for your listeners. On the Mojo Blog Talk Radio show, we want to encourage you to have an open dialogue. If you have something to say, don't be afraid. I mean, I might know your voice because I've you know, become acquainted with a lot of our callers. The callers may not know your voice. So don't be afraid that people are going to know who you are. Let's talk tonight. Let's talk about some of the issues surrounding fighting fairly, okay? So now that I have you all aboard, I wanted to first give a shout-out to some of the individuals that we've had previously on our show. We had my beautiful sister, Crystal Rice, who sung us a beautiful song. It was just lovely. We had the minister and prayer warrior, Kasha Ross, great woman of faith. We had Michelle, the founder of Lila's organization, Love You Like a Sister. We had the beautiful Tammy Keith and her husband, as I mentioned earlier, James Keith, and they're always wonderful on the show. We had Minister Sheila Johnson of the Lunchtime Prayer Corner, and her motto is Eat, Pray, and Believe, and you can look her up on Facebook. Once again, that's Sheila Johnson. Also, we had the awesome Aileen Douglas, Douglas Carter, excuse me, who are also on our show, and they're a married couple. They're part of the Marriage Really Matters ministry. And they shared some of their wisdom and their knowledge about being married. Also, one of our frequent callers on the show is the lovely Tabitha Briscoe from Houston, Texas, and I'm pretty sure she'll be joining us tonight. And she is my blood sister, and so she calls in, and she has a wonderful outlook on things, and I love her opinion. We had the awesome minister Yanori Orange out of Las Vegas, who walked us through the home buying process and gave us a lot of knowledge on buying homes. So probably have this year for everyone on the line. Might be interested in purchasing a home. It was a great knowledge that she shared with us. Radio shows under the umbrella of Brandy Place. We have the show My Sister, My Friend, and LaChondra
I want to Yeah. Thank you. Amen. All right. Yes, Randy. Yes, Lord.
Ideally, share a culture of appreciation so they don't resort to definitions of character.
Have you ever dealt with came back to the family and recognized what the law had to say. He said, I was born out of law, without the law. When I was a child, before I reached the age where I could understand, some law was made from the district out of age, those through the amendment clause of age and accountability. That sounds a little more easy to me.
He goes on to say,
let's look at that place that people It's the way of
situations y'all went through and help some other colleagues. Okay? Pick and choose the battles. When you're living with someone, you can assume they're going to do some things that you don't agree with. While you should be
thinking about everything that your
partner does. If one of them actually hurts,
anything that you can name that's wrong, somebody on that all road is doing that very thing.
Okay?
I know that there are a lot of good, moral people who are lost and would not associate with those who are all do all kinds of evil things. I never committed all of the things that made me hire because of bringing this in my life. I was very careful about trying to blame the values. I didn't tell filthy jokes. I stayed away
from those
And even one day, one boy asked me, oh, you're a Christian, aren't you? And I had to say no. I knew it in my heart
that
I did not need to socially all those who were all over the hell. But I wasn't. I was associating with them in spite of the fact because I had made the wrong choice. He continued to say, this is the way. This is the way. And finally, I'm on that side. And I thank God for it. So you are there. And so it's needed ways for those who just go down that door. It's just kind of like getting in a
Yeah.
The Lord breaks out and brings the dead. make him the dragon where he's playing. He'll be transferred. And the highway shall be there. And the wind, it will be called the way of holiness. And the unclean shall not pass over. But it shall be the alone, the wayfaring man. The rules shall not hear therein. No lions will be there. No any venomous beast shall look up there on. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the lesson of the Lord's return, and come to find the song of the everlasting joy on his head. They shall obtain joy and madness, sorrow and crying shall be away. Look at what we have here. The Lord that has song has always been there. Gone all the way. He's buried for us. And there are barriers.
The enemy in the day that we live in, the enemy,
he lifted up the man. He's going to destroy us. Not her very
right.
But he's a holy one. Only those who provide for God and more on that way. It is by the way. You see, you're one of the Lord's prayers. And you say, well, God, there's a message upon you. At the birth of the store, and as you're walking in the way where there's not yet holiness, then you're in the safe place. You don't have to worry about traffic when you're in the wrong direction. On the way, the people still are going to give my sins a pass.
Okay,
pass. All right, let this moment, because there's only one way.
Yeah.
If you're traveling
down the
state,
you
find the lane to be
everywhere
that's full of lane. Then there's another lane. There's another lane. Look how that last lane to left. Cut off where to stay on traveling. Oh, that's fast. Follow me to be wherever things are. But all of these lanes.
You're
all getting
because
the same
you slap my face, I'm going to slap you
that's
back.
The way it is.
You know, that's the reaction you're going to get.
So, you may have a path that's different than mine. You're not a preacher. And so you're walking the same old path, but you have a claim. You understand what I'm saying? There are different things that each of us has been called to do, but as long as we are obeying the Lord Jesus Christ, we're all walking the same direction. We may be walking side by side, some may be here in others, or on that, but we all are headed to one place. And so it's a happy way. On the beginning, when we're seeing on that way, in this place, the way of being
is
the way of
energy positive words. It's not to say that you lie about it, because nobody's stupid. Everybody knows. Every couple has a disability.
Even though they're slaves,
but
the Bible says us know
that disagreement differs.
Moses
but as you
made a choice. He looked at the situation over, and he realized it was better going around the lady left in heaven than enjoy the pleasure in the sand for a season. No, God and anybody who's enjoying their chance. If there's nothing pleasurable about sin, if they didn't enjoy it, they wouldn't do it. There's an enjoyment that lasts for a while. Even though the disruption is too high, it really has to be. So, the hangover from what I know, what I've seen, what I've heard, it must be a terrible thing happening.
Thank you for your comment. Do we have any
comments? But the Bible talks about some. some of them get drunk, get beat up, and all of that, and they ain't nothing but itself.
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me? Yes, is this my mother?
Yes. But it's taking his honor and daughter away so that the only way that we need to go. Well, the end of this, or the unsaid, the end of the daughter's way, it just seems like that it's a career that we experience. And the old gym will be the way it is now. Oh, we don't need to get on that road. It is hard. There is a way to get off. That is the call of God for help. If you make it right
now,
where you can accept Christ and save the Lord and be on the right way, that he needs to build those who are relieved.
Angry with one of you know, I have always said that it's not good.
There's joy and happiness, sorrow and dying.
Yes. And then you get up the next morning.
Hey, if you're having a good time, brother, you're
angry. Then you come home.
Yeah, you think he doesn't get it. You know what I'm saying? You can't get it. And I'm talking about the new heaven and the new earth. One of his is kind of a foretaste of what is on the other end, really the other side of judgment. Because there's a hope that each one of us is fair. We're either on the right road or we're on the wrong road. And we ourselves are the ones who make the choice.
The black. You are so angry with that person.
And all I can remember. I can remember very
vividly.
About 5 years old.
And then sometimes you can get mad and angry with them. It can go on until you don't even remember.
I want him to go forward.
That's why it's so important.
I was just fast forward, boy. And you don't mind me being up to there.
Not
when you, like I said, one of my most famous ones called the kids. You might draw all the beautiful and all of the
things. And then you got to go in and you got to look at that person again.
He offered first.
And that's not good. That's not good, young people.
I'll get there. I missed out on a beautiful apple.
Be married. And not only that you love,
it was the call. I was glad. And when God was speaking to my
heart, I didn't have somebody.
I didn't tell him.
When it comes to a point that you're fighting
about,
if
my mother had known what
you really
had
have to check yourself. You have to check your name. You have to check the relationship. Because you don't have to argue
and
long
about
every
time
you say, you know, me coming
from that ground. I think I could be a much better preacher than that if I was coming from
that
ground. And let me say this. If there's somebody here today, you've been waiting and waiting. Don't wait any longer. You don't have to write a song. You don't have to write a song. It's the only way that real happiness now. Because you see, the Christian can be happy also.
Individual, you'll find it.
If you want to get to heaven,
you've got to
keep on. And so, not only that, but in every step of faith, you have the power of the Holy Spirit to take the next step.
All right now.
And I'm here alone.
Yes.
Nobody can go to heaven by himself. The Holy Spirit can get you there.
My husband is yelling and
gave glory.
Takes his time and gets all the facts together, and then
we'll
come to you.
Good morning, season
and
one.
What we both are
working on
is
that
I'm sorry.
Bow your head for just a moment.
That it's his fault. If it is his fault, he's not as quick to say it's my fault, but he'll say he's sorry. But when he says it, I don't always feel like he means it. And he goes, I meant it. I'm like, whatever. I forgive, you know, quicker than you. You need to forgive, you know, folks. So, you know, people forgive in their own time, in a relationship when you are, you know, at odds with each other. And so what I realize is I can't make him forgive or get over it quicker than I do, because I'm the type of person, I get over it and I move forward. I'm like, I'm done, and I'm holding it. Elder Goodson, are you on the phone tonight?
Yes, I am. I got some few more comments. I don't think anybody else is gonna say anything, but this is the thing. Back to being, since we're living in the 21st century, you see a lot of reality TV shows and all of the TV shows, quote unquote, black women and Caucasian women. They make women look. Trying to portray women as looking bad, and you know you can't.
Wait. There's a Hispanic show out there too.
Hispanic as well, but they make the women try to portray a picture of women looking bad, and then with some women watch these shows and men too, and you try to try this stuff in your relationship. This is reality TV. Some of this stuff is scripted. You can't do this stuff in your relationship.
That's right.
People watch these shows and then go back and try it in their relationship. It's not going to work. That's TV. And your relationship is real life experience. Some of the things that you said, but here's one that we probably all have been guilty of.
Okay.
Thou shall not use the silent treatment.
Yeah.
Woo! The silent treatment is not communication.
No, it's rejection. But go ahead.
Yes, it is. And sometimes men are less attractive, and sometimes men use this in this language. Sometimes they say, I don't want to hear it. I'll ignore him or her. This problem will just go away. No, it won't go away. That's a cowardly and weak action, and it's also manipulative. People manipulate people by using the silent treatment. Well, if I be silent, here, just give me what I want. Well, if I be silent, here, just give me what I want. Give me my way, and I'll get what I want. You can't be silent. The number one cause and things of
that
nature is
the
lack of
communication. I'll
say that
on the prayer line.
I can talk about us. Because sometimes I'm guilty of this, because sometimes she be talking and I just don't want to hear it. I just be quiet. I'll shut down and just won't say anything.
Don't you think it's a little hypocritical for you to talk about the silent treatment when you struggle in the area?
No, I don't think it is, because I'm guilty of it. I said we probably are all guilty of it.
Okay.
I can talk about me.
Okay.
But
she do.
And I'm trying to work on it.
Here, lady,
I communicate and try to talk it out instead of just being silent. But
you do, and I appreciate it.
I'm still coming.
And so, but most relationships, you know, they try to use a silent, either or gender, try to use a silent treatment to get what they want as being manipulative. And so, don't use the silent treatment.
That as you mature,
so you start trusting this week.
What gets you further in terms of a healthy relationship?
Oh, you don't trust it? You guys already trust it?
You tend to.
Oh, okay. You did good.
You know,
oh, very good.
I know that what did not work for John and I is that I was mouthy and he was quiet.
Hi, how you doing?
And his approach was a lot more
very
loving.
Very good sound, brother, honey. Very good.
Sweet.
I like that. I like that very much.
And what it did was it revealed to me who
hi,
I really
how are you?
Was, you know. And I realized that I didn't have to always bark like a dog. I didn't always have to bite like a dog. That it was a lot easier being a sweet puppy. Compare myself to a dog. You know, what that said is that, you know, if you struggle with silent treatment, and you do feel yourself shutting down, the approach would be, I feel myself shutting down, I don't want to say anything. What would I say if I wasn't holding back or locking these words in? And then the more you talk about it, the better you feel. Because when you hold stuff in, it causes you to have anxiety, it causes sickness. It causes resentment. It causes misjudgment. A lot of people hold things in, and they tend to do things.
Find out what
people don't know what you're feeling or what your need is if you're not communicating that. That's why God gave us the ability to communicate and articulate, not just to be saying anything, but to do it effectively in the way that you and your mate do. Because everybody's communicating is going to be different. That you can communicate without screaming, yelling, shutting down, accusing, and things of that nature, if it's not needed. We have any other callers that would like to make any comments tonight? Going once, going twice. Okay, I'm going to pose a question to the callers, and then Elder Goodson is the only one talking tonight. I'm saying, how do you feel about communicating with your hands? You know, I already gave you my take on that, but
communicating with your hands or
physical art.
So you talking about putting hands on another individual.
Uh-huh.
Oh no, I'm totally against that. Because if you're that mad and if you're that angry, you need to walk the other way and go blow off some steam and take a breather for a minute.
That's right.
Because, but you know, sometimes you don't. It doesn't have to be physical contact. Because some people talk with their hands,
mm-hmm.
and they feel like they have to talk with their hands and express themselves with their hands just to get their point across.
Mm-hmm.
And then too, you know, some people you can't get in some people's space. You can't be up in somebody's face talking with your hands, moving your hand, putting your finger in their face, but they're gonna be like, get out of my face, because we arguing and you fussing at me. So back and
you're right.
Feet.
That's right.
And so, but physically putting your hand on. Even just from a man's perspective, you should never put your hands on a woman like that.
That's right.
Women are made to be treated gently. They're made to be loved. They come from a man's will. A woman's supposed to be by a man's side. You're supposed to love on her. You're supposed to be loved. You're supposed to treat her like a queen. That's what you're supposed to treat like. Not just treat her like a woman. Don't just be if you got that much tension and go lift some weights. Get in kickboxing or something. If you got that much stress, if you get that anger, you need to go to anger management or something.
That's right.
Or some serious counseling. Because the argument is not what got you putting your hands on it. There's something deep rooted and deep seated inside of you that has nothing to do probably with the argument that you're arguing about.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's my point.
Sometimes too, you don't have to put your hands on a person, but the words that come out of a person's mouth,
of course,
it can hurt so bad. It can wound that person.
Yeah, sometimes.
I totally agree.
Yes.
You know, I want to encourage.
That was one of my things, Miss Legs. Thou shalt not call names.
That's right. That's right.
So when you get in an argument, you know, some people quickly call names. You crazy. You just crazy. You get on my nerves. You just nuts.
Yes.
Don't call names. Like you said that earlier. You said that earlier. Call that person what they would call them, was on their Social Security card.
That's right.
Birth certificate.
On birth certificate or Social Security card. That's okay. The name that mama gave them. Mama named them Clay. I'm going to call them Clay.
Don't call me
Dinky. Oh, okay. Yeah.
When I was joking aside, you know, I want to talk to that listener tonight who might be dealing with someone communicating in terms of verbal or physical abuse and let them know that it is not right.
I think
it's not right for a man to put his hands on you, and it's not right for a woman to put her hands on you if you're a man, because we always think in terms of a woman being abused, but there are men out there who get abused too, and they get slapped around by their wives and things of that nature. So any woman or man that's listening to the sound of my voice, that if you are experiencing physical abuse, and that's the way your mate communicates with you, that you have to make a decision to get out of it. If that individual is not willing to change, you need to leave. Because his or her hand should never go across your face, on your body, or anything should harm you in any type of way coming from the person that you love, because that is not real love. That is not what love is all about. And that is not what fighting is all about. I get it. We're not perfect. We yell sometimes. I've yelled. I've been guilty of yelling. But I have never put my hands on my husband. He has never put his hands on me. Have I been in an abusive relationship? Absolutely. But it comes to a point where you should want better for yourself. If you have children, they mimic what they see. And if they see that you are fighting, and I don't know why I'm going here. I didn't expect the show to go here. But if they see you and your mate fighting, they'll eventually pick up on that in some shape, form, or fashion. I know of individuals today that they were supposed to get married because they saw their mother, father, all of them battling. And they're adults. I mean, not young adults, but older adults.
Matters.
That's right.
And you harm people You harm those people that are around you.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Yourself if you fight
that's
problems.
Why we didn't get one. We just got a bunch of stories.
You can call the city. You can go to jail.
Thanks for allowing me to do it.
That's it. And the kids, where the kids at?
Okay. My parents.
You know, don't fight publicly. Don't let your kids see you fight because then they gonna build up hostility with inside of themselves, and then they'll be angry, and then everybody in the house is angry. That's no good for nobody. And so don't fight publicly in front of people, in front of your friends, just to try to prove a point.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, when you get all crazy and you're acting obscene, it really makes you look bad, and it's embarrassing to your partner. If you both go, you know, on a rampage, it's embarrassing to the both of you and the people who are around you. So I would agree with you to make sure that if you have a disagreement, wait till you get home to work that thing out. And so lastly, I'm going to say, quarreling with your partner doesn't have to wreck the relationship. In fact, it can actually help the relationship. Be careful what you say. When you're in the ring of fire and that fight is brewing, remember to take off your boxing in the ring. It can be a situation where you both sit down, understand that there's no referee in the matter. There can be a win-win, but you have to know how to communicate with each other, and you have to know how your mate communicates. Understand your mate, understand each other, and work through the disagreement. Anything can be worked through if you work together. I'm going to leave us out with a word of prayer on tonight. And I want to say, first and foremost, thank you all for calling. Y'all can be doing anything this cold winter night. But you called in on the Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Elder Goodson and Francis Cross, for your dialogue tonight. It really gave us a lot of revelation knowledge. And like I said on this show, we're not experts. We want to learn from you as you learn from us, because that's what it's all about. Marriage really matters. It's just not about your marriage. It's about helping others in their marriage. So I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, callers. I see you out there. So I appreciate you calling in on tonight. Father God, we just sent in, and those who will listen in later on the recorded show, we want to say, God, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to come together and talk about these issues. We ask, O Heavenly Father, that you give us the knowledge and help us to be able to talk things out and not to fight our way through our issues, God. You said vengeance is yours, and that if we cast every care upon you, God, that you would take care of them because you care for us. So tonight, O Heavenly Father, I ask that if there's anyone out there getting abused or they feel like that they're worthless in their relationship, that you would help them and give them reasoning, give them the mindset to make the right choices, Lord, in their relationship. I ask, God, if there is an abuser listening to me tonight, that you would change his or her heart, God, and give them the heart of Christ, that they may be calm and be able to talk things out and not fight their way through their issues. We thank you for marriage. It was given to us, God, and we appreciate everything that you're doing in our marriages, in our relationships, the marriages that are yet to come. We bless your holy name, God, and we thank you for each other. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for tuning in to the Mojo Blog Talk Radio Show. Call next Tuesday, same time. We're going to have another topic for you next week. Not sure what that is. We're going to choose from the bucket. But we appreciate you all. God bless. And we will talk to you soon. Good night. Good night.
Have a good night.